Cape Talk. Call Pippa now on 021-446-0567.
It is time to talk cars, and our usual host, Ernest Page, is away on business today. So joining us instead is his colleague, Kumbi Mchikazi, who is an independent automotive reviewer who often contributes to Ernest's very successful YouTube channel, Performance with Page. And if you like what you hear today, you can follow Kumbi on Twitter at IamKumbi, spelled K-U-M-B-I, and on Instagram, he's at Kumbi, R-A-I-M. If you have questions for him around your motoring choices, you are welcome to call in or send them as a voice note to 072-567-1567. We've got quite a long list of email questions already in for today, but we also welcome your live interaction while he's with us on the line. Kumbi Mchikazi, welcome to Cape Talk. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, Pippa, and afternoon to your listeners.
It's our great, great pleasure. Before we take a look at what you've been driving recently, won't you just tell us a little bit about the big classic car event that's happening in Cape Town right now? It's called the Cape 1000.
That's correct. Jeez, I mean, people in the Western Cape right now are blessed. As a petrolhead, every petrolhead classic car fan right now is blessed because there's obviously, like you mentioned, the Cape 1000. So that is an event that's paying homage, you know, to the Milmilia, which is a, you know, classical event that happened in Italy, you know, between 1927 to 1957. You know, it saw some amazing racers, you know, battling out in the, you know, scenic routes in Italy, etc.
Okay.
And right now, you know, we have this now in South Africa. You know, it's the organizers decided to say, you know what, we're drawing inspiration from that event. How about, you know, we bring it also to South Africa and, you know, see how the South Africans will think of it. So it's going to be happening now. It started yesterday, actually, and it will be going on for the next 4 days up until the 12th of March. There are some amazing, amazing classic cars. You know, like I said, if you're a classic car fan, you will have the opportunity to, you know, have a look at some of these gorgeous machines. I mean, there is ultimately, you know, a 1981 BMW M1. You know, that is rare.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, just for the classic cars. I think they're coming together, raising money, you know, money that's going to be helping, you know, the Quad Para Association of South Africa. And yeah, and you know, the organizer Rush Christian actually mentioned, and he said this is an event that's so close to him because, you know, being able to, you know, support, you know, the Quad Para Association of South Africa, you know, these are some have become, you know, paraplegic because, you know, of car accidents and, you know, etc. So this is an event that's quite close to his heart. And, you know, not just that, but also, you know, racers, people who've been also racing, you know, old racers who now cannot just make ends meet, you know. So some of that money goes to their families. Should they have unfortunately passed on, some of this money will be donated to those families. And it's quite an exciting time in Cape Town right now for the next 4 days.
Kumbi, thanks for letting us know about it. So if you want to read up more, find out what the route is and where you can go and spectate this weekend, you want to just check out cape1000.com. That's the website that's got all the information on the race underway until the end of this weekend, with 60 different classic cars participating in the Cape 1000. Okay, you haven't been driving a BMW M1, but you have been driving, I believe, the Isuzu D-Max Bucky. Kumbi, tell us what you found about the car.
Definitely. Geez, you know, people, I always say, so there's a new D-Max soon to be coming out, you know, within this year. And this has just been like, you know, getting myself into grips with the current outgoing model. And my word, it's amazing. I think just that traditional engine, that 3-liter engine, it's amazing. It's got power on demand when you want it. It's comfortable. I think obviously being in the LX version right now, it's not too traditional for me just going to my farm or etc., but just taking my kids to school, just, you know, doing the grocery runs. It's quite fuel efficient as well, especially for a 3-liter turbo diesel engine. I've been finding it very frugal this week. And just in terms of look, it looks really, really good as well. You know, just the way Bucky's are supposed to look, man.
It's got that sort of tough, rugged look, but also at the same time, very elegant sort of curves to it. What's the starting price to get into this model, Kumbi?
Definitely. So you're looking at 544,000 rand, you know, getting to get into that range. And I think that is one of the most quite affordable buck is on the market right now, especially for such a trusted steed, you know, for BMXs that are built in South Africa. It's a very affordable bucky. And yeah, I think it's a very enticing price. And yeah.
Okay, so and also good to know the new model coming out later this year. So now might be the time to start keeping your eye on the market for the second-hand versions if there are any owners who are going to be wanting to upgrade later in the year.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks for keeping us on top of that. The Isuzu D-Max with a new model coming out later in the year. With that, we go to listener questions. Just a reminder that our guest today is Kumbi Mchakazi, an independent automotive reviewer. If you've got a motoring question, you are welcome to call us on 021-446-0567. Or you can do what Paz did and send an email during the week to pippah@capetalk.co.za. Now, Paz is in a really unfortunate position. He had a car accident and says even though he thought the damage to his car wasn't that bad, the insurance decision has been to write it off. So he is looking for a new car and he's never been through this process before. He says, I have a head full of photos of cars and engines and kilometres and prices and I just don't have a clue. His budget is 130,000 Rand. He says he doesn't want a sedan. He was in a Kia Sportage from 2005 and had been very happy with that, apart from how thirsty it was for the diesel. So his request is, could you give advice on a car perhaps similar to the Kia in size but less thirsty, cheaper in petrol consumption, preferably over diesel? He lives in Cape Town, does most of his driving around here, but does occasionally go off-road sometimes. He has also looked at the Qashqai, the Toyota Etios Cross and the Levina. Any thoughts for Paz?
Geez, such an unfortunate situation that he's been in here. I think that is something we don't want anybody going through. And, you know, I think he's had his car now for the longest of time. He says it's a 2005 model, you know, and obviously that's he's built such a relationship with it. But you know what, he has his budget, he's 130,000 Rand. And, you know, personally, it's going to be quite hard to get into a brand new car, especially the size of the model that he was driving, which was a Kia Sportage. You know, it's quite a big SUV. It's got the space, it's got the leg room, etc. And it can it potentially even, you know, get a 4x4 variant of it. But he's mentioned very nice options. You know, when I'm looking right now, the Nissan Qashqai, that is a very good car. I think, obviously, pre-owned, he's able to get something within that 130,000 Rand mark. It would be quite tough for him to get a brand new Qashqai because right now they're starting at 238,000 Rand between going up. So I think that for him will be a great buy. It's not as thirsty, obviously, as the Kia Sportage he was driving because that was ultimately the 2-liter turbo diesel. So this Nissan Qashqai, you can get a 1.2-liter petrol. You know, petrol is expensive right now, but I think he will not really feel the pinch that much. And, you know, speaking about that, the Qashqai ultimately has the same space. He won't feel out of place, especially coming out of a Kia Sportage.
Okay.
When I do look also at the Etios Cross, that is ultimately just now a crossover of an Etios. And I don't think that he would enjoy being in an Etios Cross. Sure, it's a great car, you know. It's got its purpose and its niche, but I don't think he will fall under that niche. He is obviously welcome to try and obviously go and test drive all these cars. I think that's the only way that you can actually say, you know what, let me get into this car. Let me get into this car, because pictures, the numbers, the engine, like you mentioned, those will get to your head and it's a dangerous game to play. So just really look at the Nissan Qashqai for me. You know, go and test drive it out. Sure, it will be pre-owned, but you know, there are some dealers that are selling these cars at a relatively affordable price with the lower mileage as well. So I think for me, I'm really going to say, listen, Paz, try and go test drive the Nissan Qashqai.
Thanks for that, Paz. Good luck to you, and I hope you have many years of safe driving in the new version. The next email is also from someone who's in a terrible position. She said, as this is from Susan, she says, our daughter's student car was written off in an accident recently, and she only has 60,000 Rand to spend to replace it. So obviously, we're looking in the pre-owned market here, Kumbi. As Susan said, a difficult budget to feel confident in. We've been looking at the Hyundai i10 and at the Ford Figo, but just haven't found anything, and we are being told to avoid French cars in that budget range. Is that a valid comment? Please, can you just help us to widen our search, she says, and also advise where to look. She says, apart from We Buy Cars, where the DECRA report at least gave us something to go on. What advice for Susan?
Jeez, Susan, again, I'm so sorry about that. I'm just glad that her daughter is obviously fine, and, you know, we're now in the process of looking for another car for her. I think, you know, that budget is quite tight, especially for a student car, as she's mentioned. I'm going to have to say, you know, I think try also adding on the Hyundai Atos on there. I think there's some really nice Hyundai Atos Primes, you know, from the year 2010, and you can get something either just below 60,000 or slightly above, you know, 60 to 65,000 rand, if she's able to stretch her rand, obviously. I know that's a hard hard task to do right now in our economy, but if she can stretch her rand, I think, you know, try to stretch it to, you know, 65,000 and 70,000 rand, and you can get, you know, a Hyundai Atos that is also a reliable car, and it was meant ultimately for that, you know, the students, city slickers, etc. There's also ultimately, you know, something that I always praise, the Kia Picanto. That is a fuel efficient car. It's for a student that is
That's
going to keep her happy. You know, it's a great car. And, you know, in terms of a comment, in terms of the French brands and, you know, their reliability, I think they've been working their best right now in terms of trying to ensure that, you know, the dealer network, the parts and everything are set up in South Africa. So they're really working hard. I think it's not really an issue of they're not reliable at the moment. They're quite reliable. They've been putting in the work to ensure that, you know what, I don't think they have really been working really hard to ensuring that they become reliable. So I think if she had the budget, obviously right now the French cars are quite expensive for a 60,000 rent.
Okay, so it's
budget.
Probably a moot point anyway. But thanks, it's reassuring to hear that, because that reputation has lingered for so long. It's reassuring to hear your comment that probably not so well deserved anymore. So thank you for that, and Susan, good luck to your daughter. Very quickly, one final email from Marion, who doesn't give us a budget, but essentially is looking for an old 4x4 to purchase for fishing and knocking around, is the way she describes it. We're looking for a Suzuki Jimny/RAV4 type car, and definitely looking at older models because of she doesn't tell us what the budget is, but certainly secondhand. Looking for something that is cost effective to maintain and relatively low on fuel consumption. Besides the Suzuki and the RAV4, anything you'd add to the list for her to look at?
Jeez, I don't have really anything to add on for that. I think I don't really have that much expertise in terms of pre-older 4x4 models. But just with those two options that she's given, I think Suzuki Jimny is an amazing off-roader. And, you know, mentions that wants to go fishing and, you know, off-roading here and there. So I think that would be a really, really nice model to take. The Toyota RAV4 is an amazing car. That, and we know the reliability of Toyota. You know, they have kept on year in, year out, proving that their cars are, you know, you can go a Cape to Cairo and, you know, another Cape to Cairo, whatever, and you will still have a reliable car that will still be standing. So I would really recommend the RAV4, but however, they really want to go off-roading and fishing, etc. And the Jimny is just a off-road, it's so off-road efficient that I don't really try and see anything else in that regard.
Kumbi, thanks so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and thanks for stepping in for Ernest for the day. All the best to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Pippa.
His name is Kumbi Mchakazi. If you'd like to follow his reviews, once again, you'll find him on Twitter at IamKumbi, spelled KUMBI, and on Instagram, he's at KumbiRAIM.